This is Dr. Inigo dictating a disability physical for a claimant by the name of Marcos Uriel Hernandez. Date of birth, October the 15th, 2002. Case ID number is 214-4272. Date of exam, August 11th, 2022. Duration of examination, 45 minutes. Medical records available prior to examination. Yes, medical records from Dr. Sarna, dated 5/4/2020. Identifying information. This is a 19-year-old single male with no children who presented to my office for a disability evaluation to evaluate allegations of attention deficit hyperactive disorder / aggressive behavior / bipolar disease / depression / autism, comma, and type 1 diabetes mellitus. The claimant is presently unemployed and has never worked. He dropped out of school 1 month before he was to finish the 11th grade. He has been on disability for 9 years. At the present time, he lives with his grandmother in a house, and she takes care of him. Allegations number one, attention deficit hyperactive disorder, comma, aggressive behavior, comma, bipolar disease, comma, depression, comma, and autism. The grandmother states that since he was born, he has had problems with a normal behavior. He cried constantly when he was a baby, and there were times when he would yell constantly. At the present time, he denies any sadness, comma, depression, comma, decreased energy, comma, or problems sleeping. Although at times he states that he does have some insomnia, he denies any suicidal attempt or suicidal ideation. The claimant years ago did have crying spells, but has recovered from that. And occasionally he will have anger outbursts. He states that he has decreased motivation and sometimes decreased appetite. He was diagnosed with bipolar disease and autism. His physicians were Dr. Elisa Sanchez and Dr. Gloria Mireles. The claimant is presently on no medications and has not been on medications for approximately 2 years. He does appear to have a mild intellectual IQ, but was able to answer all of my questions and appeared to be fairly normal young man. Allegation number two, insulin-dependent diabetes mellitus. The claimant's grandmother states that since 2010, when he was 7 years old, he started having symptoms of polyuria, comma, polyphagia, comma, nocturia, comma, blurred vision, comma, and a weight loss of 40 pounds. He denies any in-organ damage such as retinopathy, comma, nephropathy, comma, or cardiovascular disease, but does feel like he occasionally has ant bites on his hands and feet. He checks his blood glucose one time per day, and he states that it usually comes out between 120 and 230 milligrams / DL. The lowest it's ever been is 36 milligrams DL, and the highest it's ever been is above 500 milligrams DL. His last hemoglobin A1C was 7.5, which is fairly well controlled. At the present time, he is taking Lantus Solustar Pin, 35 units QHS, and Novolog on a sliding scale, depending on what his blood sugar comes out to be. He appears to be fairly stable, and he states that his weight has been pretty much normal. His BMI right now is 25, which is normal. His condition appears to be stable. Limitations. The claimant is able to walk one block, comma, stand for 3 hours, comma, climb two flights of stairs, comma, squat and bend over to pick up clothes. He is right-handed dominant and is able to write, comma, use a coffee cup, comma, open up a jar top, comma, use a skillet, comma, sweep a room, comma, button his clothes and lift approximately 15 pounds above his head. He has no assistive devices that he uses at this time, and he occasionally takes ibuprofen 400 milligrams. PRN is needed for pain and occasional headaches. His physician or pediatrician was Dr. Israel Mata, whom he has not seen for 2 years. Family history, not a non-obtainable at this time. Medical problems, hypothyroidism, comma, insulin-dependent diabetes mellitus, comma, attention deficit hyperactive disorder, comma, aggressive behavior, comma, bipolar disease, comma, depression, comma, autism, comma, anxiety, comma, major surgery, treatment of a foot ulcer in January 2020, and also history of diabetic ketoacidosis secondary to not taking his medications. Social history, the claimant denies any history of smoking, comma. Alcohol, the claimant denies any history of alcohol abuse. He denies any delirium tremors or seizure disorder. Substance abuse, the claimant denies any use of marijuana, comma, cocaine, comma, crack, comma, heroin, comma, or any IV drug abuse. Communicable diseases, the claimant denies any history of hepatitis, comma, HIV, comma, or any sexually transmitted diseases. Physical examination, temperature is 98.0 Fahrenheit, weight 150 pounds, height 5 feet 5 and 3 fourth inches, BP 126 over 76 mmHg, heart rate 94 beats per minute, respiration 14 respirations per minute, BMI 25, which is fairly normal. General. This is a 19-year-old male who appears to be at his stated age and is in no acute distress. He appears also to be a reliable historian who presented to my office for a disability examination with his grandmother. The claimant gave most of the history and was very talkative and was able to communicate very well with my questions. H-E-E-N-T. Could you drop down to the last two sentences? Visual acuity was grossly normal. Confrontational visual fears were grossly normal. Smell and vision, OD, uncorrected, is 20/20. OS, pinhole is 20/20. OS uncorrected is 20/20. Pinhole is 20/20. Binocular uncorrected is 20/20. Could you please drop down to neurological? The claimant was alert and oriented times 3 and had good eye contact with me. His speech was fluent and his mood was appropriate for the time. He was able to explain his medical condition and his home environment. He had clear thought processes and his memory was normal. Concentration was good, and he was oriented to time, place, person, and situation. Reflexes of the patella and ankle were 2+ bilaterally, as well as normal reflexes for the brachioradialis reflex and biceps reflex bilaterally. The claimant does have a mild mental retardation, which appears to be very mild appears to be a borderline low IQ. Could you please drop down to functional capacity? Based on the current examination, the claimant's ability to sit, stand, and move is unrestricted. He's able to lift, carry, and handle objects. He hears and speaks well. There is no evidence of joint deformity, bone, or tissue destruction. He is able to heel, toe, and tandem walk. There is normal grip strength bilaterally. His ability to reach, handle, finger, and feel is unrestricted. On examination, the claimant shows no evidence of muscle wasting or fatigue. The claimant has no limitations in his visual field or in his vision. He is able to communicate very well without limitations, but does have some minor restricted limitations in his workplace environment, secondary to a borderline low IQ and insulin-dependent diabetes mellitus, which is being treated at this time and appears to be fairly well controlled. Probable diagnoses. Number one, attention deficit hyperactive disorder, comma, aggressive behavior, comma, bipolar disease, comma, depression, comma, autism, comma, and anxiety, dash, not being treated at this time, normal physical exam, not confirmed with physical examination at this time. Number two, insulin-dependent diabetes mellitus, being treated at this time with insulin, appears to be fairly well controlled. His last hemoglobin A1C was 7.5, which is fairly well controlled at this time. This is the end of the dictation for a patient by the name of Marcos Urel Hernandez.